great hits from yesterday and today on your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Greg Davey.
Welcome to the second of two games on WCDO at State Quarterfinal Saturday this afternoon from SRC Arena. We're about 6 minutes away from the introductions today for the Class D boys basketball matchup between, I would say, the heavily favored New York Mills Marauders coming in at 20-1. Their only loss to a very familiar opponent from Section 4, the Norwich Class B champion Purple Tornado boys team. And that was a come-from-behind win for Norwich to beat New York Mills in the Stop DWI Classic over the holidays. But they are taking on the small but mighty Charlotte Valley Wildcats of Davenport, coached by legendary coach Lee Fisher, who started his career in 1964, has 536 wins, and he is a legend in Section 4. He has taken many teams to the Section 4 championship and the states, and he has a monster job ahead of him today because it is Charlotte Valley Davenport versus New York Mills. And New York Mills is tall. They're very athletic. I watched them play in the Section 3 championships at the Carrier Dome on tape on Time Warner Cable, and they did very, very good. We'll start out with the Chambers and O'Hare Auto Center tip-off show on WCDO, sponsored by Chambers and O'Hare Auto Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, for all your transportation needs, including daily rentals and expert service department. Chambers and O'Hare wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in today's game. And our special sponsors today, especially for the Wildcats, include Otsego Water Crushers of Oneonta, Brandhouse Feed and Seed of Oneonta, Clark Companies and Sportsfield Specialties of Delhi, Sandy's Place of Oneonta, the Davenport Fire Department, Charlotte Valley Varsity Club, New York Central Mutual Insurance of Edmonston, TK's Diner in Davenport Center, and Gerster's Triple E Towing and Repair of Davenport. We'll be back to give a brief thumbnail sketch on these teams as we get set for the Class D State Quarterfinals from the SRC Arena in Syracuse on WCDO.
If you are in the market to buy a new vehicle, look no further than Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside in Sydney. With over 35 years' experience in the automotive business, Cork O'Hara offers knowledgeable, professional sales and service. And with over 100 vehicles on the lot, Chambers and O'Hara has the perfect vehicle for any budget. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. See the complete selection at chambersohara.com or call 563-4311.
We are seeking fish delicious.
Filet-O-Fish.
So ridiculous.
Filet-O-Fish.
We are craving Cravalicious.
Filet-O-Fish.
Much more than delicious.
It's Filet-O-Fish delicious.
Now get two Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for $3.33. One Filet-O-Fish and a large fries for $3.33. Or two large fries, also just $3.33. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Price of individual item posted on menu board.
Some prefer it hot, like hot McCafe coffee, mochas, lattes, and more from McDonald's. Some prefer it cold. McCafe smoothies and rich, creamy McCafe shakes and frappes are just the start of their thing. And everyone likes saving big during McCafe Mondays. Mondays in March, get a small chocolate chip frappe for $1. Yep, just $1. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. A la carte only, limited time only.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery also has bulk rock salt for the winter. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, and my goodness, New York Mills is an impressive lot. They are 20-1, like I said. They've got things that most Class D teams don't have. Number one, height. Number two, a lot of athleticism. And three, they have a lot of balance. You will hear the names Nick Cominelli, a senior, wears number 22. He's averaging 24.5 points a game. He's got 57 three-pointers. He's shooting 82% from the line, which is good because he has shot as many as you take him and then you add the rest of the team. He's got just a little bit less than half of what the team has as a whole. 108 for 131. We know in Harpersville that Miranda Drummond has over 200 free throw shots, so that's an anomaly. But Covinelli with 108 for 131, 82%. He's also averaging 3.5 steals per game. So that's one of the main guys to look at. Number 40 is a senior, Zach Vidaro. He's averaging 13.1 a game. He's 70% from the line. The team is 70% from the line. I am in awe of that. You'll also hear Andrew Suprenant, a junior, 6.1 a game, but he's also averaging 3 rebounds a game. He's got Vidaro at 8 rebounds a game. Ali Hassan, number 52, a senior at 4.6 rebounds per game. They can come at you in many, many ways, and I anticipate seeing that here today. Davenport has had some number changes, and they're not the offensive juggernaut that New York Mills is. They had a 39-32 win over Southern Cayuga, okay? And we had some name changes, so thankfully, Cheryl Butler is here, the AD, who will not speak on the air, but she did give me the number changes for this. And we're going to take a break. There will be an anthem, and when we come back, it will be the announcement of the starting lineups. Charlotte Valley versus New York Mills. It is state quarterfinal boys Class D action from SRC Arena in Syracuse on WCDL.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
This winter, let Morabito keep life warm. Morabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Morabito.
At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world. And we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563-2156.
Rich and Rebecca Costello cheer on the Franklin girls basketball team in their quest for a state title. Rich's Auto Body is celebrating their 31st year as a full-service collision repair facility that owns Delaware Auto Glass for all of your auto glass needs. They accept and handle all insurance claims from start to finish. Rich's Auto Body features a rollback with side recovery system and can also service and recharge your automobile air conditioner. Rich's Auto Body congratulates the Franklin girls basketball team on an outstanding season and wishes them the best of luck. Remember, from ditches to riches, have your vehicle repaired at Rich's Auto Body, 29 Hill Street in Franklin. Call 829-3583.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, they're doing the starting lineups for us for Charlotte Valley.
Junior number 23, Kyle Morby.
Now that's Kyle Morby, Matt Finney, and Corey Hartman are the three that they have announced already. They did not do a national
junior
anthem.
Junior number 50, Josh Davi.
So Josh Davi, D-A-V-I, not Davy, but Davi.
And senior number 53, Kyle Wamsley.
And Kyle Wamsley, number 53. There have been a couple of number changes, and that's one thing Cheryl Butler has made sure to help me out with. Josh Davi is 50. He normally wears 33. All right, so 20-1. Here they are, the New York Mills Marauders, coached by Mike Adie.
Number three, sophomore Jack Nichols. Junior, number 10, Andrew Suprenant.
Sophomore and a junior so far in the starting lineup.
Senior, number 22, Nick Cominow.
Nick Cominow is the guy, 6'3 senior, the do-everything man for New York Mills.
Senior, number 40, Jack Monero.
Jack Monero is like, I guess, if you want to use the Batman and Robin terminology, he's
and
second in almost every category.
Ali Hassan,
6'3 senior. So like I said, 6'3 and 6'5 seniors. A 6'3 senior in Cominow. You got Andrew Suprenant at a 5'11 junior guard and Terrence Nichols, a 6-foot sophomore guard.
Jeff Cornish and Rob Sherman.
So New York Mills is the Goliath to Davenport's David today. We want to thank our special sponsors throughout the game. And a reminder for those who were for listening with Franklin, that game is now up on the archives, WCDO Sports On Demand. It's not one that you're going to want to listen to with a smile on your face if you're a Franklin fan, but it's still one for the archives. The state quarterfinal, 2 years in a row, Franklin trails to the Section 3 champion. Last year, Riskany, this year, Hamilton. A great run for Coach Mike Dutcher, Jordan Beers, and Marissa Cawley. All right, we're ready to go, and it'll be Kyle Morby jumping it up with Cominow, or excuse me, with... Zach Venero. And New York Mills will start out with the basketball, and it is a man-to-man defense by Davenport. Driving in and missing the shot is Venero. But, boy, he's big and burly, and he draws the foul right away.
Kyle
Wamsley's first foul, the team's first foul, obviously, 7:46, so 14 seconds into the game. Venero shooting with a right hand. Finds a lot of the rim before it goes down. Venero 51-73, 70%. It is a prototype of this team shooting an unbelievably successful 70%. Second shot is up and good. So 2-0 in favor of New York Mills, who pretty much brought their town today. It's a sea of blue and orange in front of me. Davenport brought their supporters as well in maroon. And the point guard, Corey Hartman, as well as Matt Finney, a guard. He got the ball kicked away. See how New York Mills runs their offense or their defense. Looks like it's a zone defense. Sort of a 2-3. Into the corner. Wamsley, no, a steal along the baseline. Nice job there by Venero. The turnover to Suprenant. Suprenant down low on a little flipper by Hassan. It misses. But a good try there by Mills. The Marauders up 2-0 early. First quarter action. Davenport is not going to wow you with their offense. They are going to run you down with their defense. There's a stop and pop shot missed. But inside, a rebound up and in by number 23, Kyle Morby. And the game is tied at 2. Nice job. Shot missed by Hartman on the left elbow, by the way, just to back that up a bit. But inside positioning, nice job by Morby, and that's what I'm talking about. Fundamentals and Lee Fisher go hand in hand. Nichols couldn't get anything to go, generated outside. Now he goes driving in and flips the pass over to the left. The fall-away jump shot is up, and it's good for number 22, Nick Cominow, and we get to see his fluid style. Like I said, Mills with so many weapons, you're not sure where it's going to come from, but everybody seems to touch the ball. Three-point shot left side off the back of the rim, taken and missed by Finney. Rebound, Mills. Andrew Suprenant gives it off to Nichols. He's their point guard. Nichols very patient, dribbling with the left hand, now the right, around the screen. Venero at the top of the circle. Driving in hard. The leaner is no good. And the ball battled for it. It's knocked away. And Finney has it for Davenport. Here come the Wildcats. Trailing 4-2. Well, like Franklin had a terrible shooting day, Maybe New York Mills will have a terrible shooting day, and that's something Davenport has to count on if they're going to outscore this team, because, like I said, Davenport's not going to put 65, 70 points on the board. Coming across, nice play inside, way up high off the glass, and good for number 50, Josh Dobby. Josh Dobby ties the score at 4. Driving in hard to Suprenant, off the glass, good, and he's fouled. Boy, that could have been an offensive foul. In fact, Davenport people think it was an offensive foul. The foul will be on Kyle Wamsley, his second, immediately in foul trouble. So he'll have to sit down. So at the line will be Andrew Suprenant, trying to finish the three-point play. Up and good. I said, this is a good free throw shooting team. They are 3 for 3 so far. Three players have scored. It's 7-4 in favor of Mills. Hartman to the high post. Now it's bounce pass to the right side for Wamsley. The turnaround got the ball stripped, but it's out of bounds off of Venaro. Kyle Morby, nice play inside for the Wildcats. So Mills sets up a 2-3 zone on the inbounds play. You don't see that very often. Comes way out for Finney. Finney at the elbow, left side. They swing it to the left corner for Hartman. Hartman backs out. Now Finney top of the circle. Back to Hartman. Thinks about a three. Doesn't take it. Around the screen by Morby. Finney dribbling into the paint. Kicks it out. Hartman. Oh, he could have had a three. He's going to go to the corner and nearly stolen away by Venaro. Boy, his hands are quick. And there's a three-point shot taken because the buzzer of 35 seconds was up. The shot clock violation. That's where your defense is at its best right there. When you can create a shot clock violation with 35 seconds. 4:25 to go, though. Davenport keeping the score low. High post pass to Venaro. He gets away from the defense, puts it up, and scores it on a runner. Venaro with 4 points. Makes it 9-4. Team averaging. I don't have their points per game average. I just could add it up with all their players. But they have 122 three-pointers. That's another thing. There's a bad pass in and intended for Morby on the high post. Went right through his hands. Transition is up and good for Suprenant, and he's followed by number 24, Andre DeWitt, who had come in the game for Kyle Wamsley. Suprenant has a chance for another three-point play. We'll take a break. 3:51 to go, first quarter. Mills scoring early and often, 11-4. They lead it over Davenport. You're listening to State Boys Class D quarterfinal action on WCDL.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDL and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Well, Andrew Suprenant comes out after that timeout and makes the three-point play. He's got two old-fashioned three-point plays back-to-back for Mills. And there's a steal in the backcourt by Colmenau. Is he going to finish to the right? Yes. Colmenau with 4. Suprenant with 6. Venaro with 4. Their big three are having a big first quarter. 14-4. A 10-point lead. It truly is a David versus Goliath. Colmenau, who leads the team in steals with over 3 a game, has 1 already. Nichols, high post, the 6-3. Fall-away jumper by Fanaro misses, but look who gets the rebound. Colmenau coming under the baseline and under the basket. Unbelievable. Nichols. 10 on the shot clock. It's one of the rare times that Mills is milking the clock a little bit. Pass down underneath, up and good for number 12, Zach Griffith, into the game. Griffith's first shot is a basket, and they set him up for that play. 16-4. We were tied at 4 But it's been nothing for Davenport since offensively, except turnovers. Pass into the corner. Pass back outside. Inside, it's Morby. Shot is blocked, pinned on the backboard by Komenal. I told you it's a very athletic team. This is it. Nichols throws the ball away, but gets it back somehow. Off of Finney. Finney's coming out to challenge him defensively. Man-to-man defense. Shot by Venero, baseline. Missed it. Well, Davi had the inside position, but too far underneath. They keep shooting. New York Mills just keeps on shooting. The turnaround by Fennaro. He's got six. That's after a Komenal miss from three. 18-4. That's 14 unanswered if you're doing the math. A minute 48 to go. Hartman through a double team. Tries to pass it along. Gets it stolen away by Komenal. That's his second steal of the game. Nichols. No look pass to the left side. Suprenant inside Venero, pounding it inside, missed it. Nice defense by Davenport. Hartman weaving his way through. A pass gets deflected but collected anyway. Hartman to Morby. Morby now to Hartman with 24 on the shot clock. Lee Fisher in his traditional stance in an impeccably dressed suit, watching the action and trying to figure out what he's going to tell his boys come the half or the first quarter break. Three-point shot for Finney. No, way off to the right. Saved from going out of bounds by Griffith. Here comes New York Mills. Davenport needs to shoot about 80% if they're going to get back in this one. 18-4. What a clinic put on by New York Mills. They can slow it down. They can speed it up. They can steal the ball. They'll rebound the ball. Three-point shot put up and good for Komenal. It could be a long day for Charlotte Valley Wildcats. 21-4. The jump stop by Finney. Pass down underneath for Davi. Now they're swinging around to Hartman on the left side. Davenport looking for an answer. They've given up 17 points in a row. Finney on the double team. Passing in low. Morby. Shot blocked by Venaro. They're everywhere. 7 seconds to go. Pass down along diagonal. Back out to Nichols. Nichols puts it up from 15. It's good. Oh, my goodness. The buzzer sounds. And it's like a heavyweight fight where the champ is in control. 23-4. That's 19 unanswered since a 4-4 tie. First quarter action comes to an end. Section 4 versus Section 3 Boys Class D quarterfinal live on WCDO.
When other car dealers say no, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney says yes. Butler Auto is a credit acceptance dealer, which means you'll get guaranteed approval. If you make at least $800 per month and have a down payment or trade-in, Butler Auto will get you financed. So no matter your credit situation, stop in and have a cup of coffee with Kevin Jones to see how Butler Auto Sales could get you into your new vehicle. And if you need a rental, we have rental vehicles at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. Shop 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Call 563-1522.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. Second quarter ready to go. We whistled it like they had a radio timeout right there. Right back into the action. Matt Finney brings the ball up slowly for Davenport in their away maroon uniforms with white numbers. Around the screen comes Corey Hartman, the point guard, coming busting through. Now passes out to Andre DeWitt. Back to Hartman. Diagonal pass in the corner for Davi. Now it is with 13 on the shot clock. Hartman lets loose for three, and it's off the rim, no good. Rebound, Venaro pulls it down with authority. He looks like he could be a junior college player right now, but he's a senior. 6'5 senior, I should say. He is guarded by Kyle Morby. He's given up a lot of height. There's a three-point shot by Covenal. Missed it. Whacked out there by Wamsley, by Morby, and it only just gives them another possession, meaning New York Mills. It was a 4-4 tie, and then suddenly 23-4. Going to get to see a lot of bench players soon, I'm sure, for New York Mills. Inside Bonaro, underneath, like it's meant to be. Zach Bonaro with a game-high 8 points. Nick Covenel has 7, including a three-pointer. Andrew Suprenant has 2 3-point plays the old-fashioned way, and it's 25-4. Now Davenport did not get here by rolling over. Davi wearing 50 today. Low post. Morby, the give and go to Hartman. Hartman dribbles out. 8 seconds on the shot clock. He's double-teamed. And he tries to throw it across the way, and it's intercepted by Colmenal. I'm going to say right now, if there's a team that can beat New York Mills today or any day, it's got to be a tremendous Class D team, because these guys are a formidable team with so many weapons. This is not like a Class D team. Usually you lean on one or two guys. They're leaning on everybody. There's a nice baseline play by Suprenant. Or is it Covenal? No, it's Covenal, and he's fouled along the baseline. That's on Hartman. Corey Hartman's first foul. Baskets in the first quarter by Kyle Morby and Josh Davi tied the game at 4, and you thought, okay, Davenport's got something happening here. And then it's been all New York Mills Marauders. Now we start to see substitutions. Covenal makes his first free throw of the year of the game. This is a guy who shoots 82% from the line. There's nothing this kid can't do. 9 points for Covenal. And the new player, they just stole the ball again, is Luke Sunderland, number 14. Nichols trying to do a little bit too much that time on the fast break. Sunderland is a 5'11 junior, and we just got word that Oneonta girls and Utica Notre Dame girls are now in the books. It was anticipated to be a close game. It was. And a shot by Venaro, a rare miss for Venaro underneath, and he put both hands out, and I'm not sure whether he was complaining that he was fouled or that he missed the shot. I don't think he's missed till then. 27-4. Davenport trying to still stay with him. And Hartman inside, and he draws the foul. Corey Hartman is their point guard for Davenport. And that's the first foul on not only Hassan, but the New York Mills team. Hartman at the line to shoot 2. First shot is up, and it's good. Hartman, one of the senior leaders of this ball club. Sets, fires. This one misses, and the rebound to Hassan, who has not touched the ball that much. Got people logging on. We'll let you know about that. Lake Buena Vista, Florida, driving in. Covenal misses it. He could have easily gotten the foul too, and he misses on the follow-up as he turned around and saw the ball pop into his hand. So a stop there by Davenport. 27-5. Nearly a steal by Mills with Nichols inside. Hartman got the shot blocked, collected by Hassan. Outlets to Covenal. They stop because of an untied shoelace. Ali Hassan. So anyway, Utica Notre Dame edged Oneonta today. That had to have been a great game. Had to have been a great game. Oneonta's Mariah Ruff going on to St. Bonaventure, and their run of Section 4 championships is still intact. 6 in a row. And they will be back next year with pretty much a new cast of characters. They had a lot of seniors on this year's team. Pass off the hand of Hassan. Here comes Davenport in transition, one of their few turnovers, and a shot by Davy is rejected. But there's Hartman trying to draw the foul. He got hammered. No call. He gets the ball again. That's what I mean about Corey Hartman's hustle. Man, that kid is not quitting. And I think he got bumped every which way like a pinball. But that's the aggressive play of New York Mills, and I think they're surprisingly going to call that a possession arrow. Well, Charlotte Valley at least got a turnover, but could not convert. 27-5. Another substitution for New York Mills. We'll get him in just a second. There's a ball thrown away. Picked up by Hartman. Released to Finney. The layup is good. And a timeout asked for, I think, by Coach Finney. So 3:50 to go in the first half. 27-7. New York Mills been slowed down a little bit, but they still lead by 20. Regional quarterfinal Class D boys action on WCDL.
The next time you visit a Scoville Mina location, look around a little. You'll find customers who can tell you about how we work to keep them happy. It starts at the top. But you'll find that same intense focus with every single one of our associates. Every day, we're driven to find creative ways to put you in the driver's seat. Our low prices, our high values for your trade-in, our ideas like first payment-only leases are here because customers have asked. Scoville Mino, we're working for you. Just off I-88 in Sydney and Bainbridge.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Davenport's going to try a little full-court pressure, one of the few times they're able to do that, because, let's face it, New York Mills has been running ragged, and there's been rare times to set up such a defense. There's a double team. Oh, they do it. They do a nice job of getting it off and missed on the shot, but put back up and in by the sub, number 12, Zach Griffith, who scored in the first quarter and is back in here for the second quarter, 29-7. They bucked the press like it was meant to be. There's a foul inside on Griffith as he reached in trying to grab the ball away from Matt Finney. Or make that 14, Luke Sunderland. Only two fouls on New York Mills, four on Davenport. They set up that 2-3 zone again on the inbound. We got a score on that New York, Oneana, Utica, Notre Dame game. Oh, a push off on Matt Finney. He had gotten contact, but then pushed off like a running back, and that's an offensive foul on Finney. That's his first. 50-44 is the reported final for Utica, Notre Dame, defeating Oneonta and leaving the Yellow Jackets out of the Final Four. Driving in, a nice up and under for Matt Venero, and I'm not sure who I'm more impressed with, Covenal, Nichols, Venaro, or somebody else. The weapons are multiple for this New York Mills Marauders team. Taking my hat off to him already. 31-7. Davi passes into Morby. Morby, nice offensive play, gets it to go over Venaro. Morby's second basket. You're looking for the little things working for Davenport. That was one of them right there. Morby was fearless. 31-9. Covenal on the left wing, driving hard, stops, gets double team help defensively there. And, you know, then there's the answer for number three, Terrence Nichols, who puts up a three-pointer from the right side, and you hear the crowd reaction. New York Mills, a lot of people here for them, and they cheer accordingly. 34-9. Pass to Morby. Morby spinning around, going up. They're going to call for an offensive foul. And I'm not sure what that's all about. Perhaps a push-off with the other hand. But that'll be on Morby, who was trying to spin in the lane to get free for a shot. 2:08 to go first half. Fast-moving game, of course. And still man-to-man by Davenport, but they backed it off into more of a three-quarters. Not a press anymore. Griffith, top of the key. Bounce pass down low, and they find Venero, but it spins out. And Morby beats him to the ball for the rebound. Well, Venero's missed a couple of chippies inside. He's only human. 1:44 to go. Davenport trailing by 25. Hartman to the right wing for Davi. Josh Davi to Hartman. Mills in a zone out front and man-to-man underneath. Hartman with 11 on the shot clock. Dances around the bit. Needs some help. Goes to the right side for Dobby. Six on the shot clock. Nice up and under, but missed by Andre DeWitt. Rebound by New York Mills, who worked that defense very well that time, half court against the Wildcats. 107. First half. Colmenau. Picked up by Finney. No, by Hartman, sorry. High post pass to Vanau. Right down the lane. He missed that one, too. Hartman rebounds. Hartman zigging and zagging through traffic. He stops left side for Davi. Davi back to Hartman. To the right. Finney. Low post to Morby. Morby back out. Hartman fakes the three and shoots from the foul line, and it's short. Rebound by Griffith. And Nichols had twisted an ankle. He says, no, don't stop the clock. Too late now. Nichols probably got away with a foul because Hartman went up and under. But Nichols paid the price. He came down with a twisted ankle. So substitutions both sides. See if we can catch that for you. 33 is Cody Wamsley. That's the cousin of Kyle Wamsley. Looks like Suprena is back in the game for New York Mills. Vanaro has come out. Hassan has stayed in. I think I got everybody now. 17 seconds to go. This will be the last possession. They've turned the shot clock off. Kovanov fakes, go to the right, goes to the left. Passes into Sunderland. Back outside, nearly stolen by Wamsley. Now the little run in the lane, no good. Up by Hassan, no good. Tap by Hassan again. And the clock will run out. But the Charlotte Valley Wildcats are now believing why New York Mills is who they are. Davenport gave it all they had. They are trailing now 34-9. The good news for Charlotte Valley, they slowed New York Mills down considerably, holding them to 11 points in that quarter. So we'll take a break, come back with the Maravito Energy Products Halftime Show. We'll give you what the brackets are here and look ahead, of course, to Harpersville and Little Falls. But Section 4 not faring too well today. We'll try to get other scores for you as well. 34-9, New York Mills leads Davenport, the Class D state quarterfinal action from the SRC Arena on the campus of Onondaga Community College in Syracuse. We'll be back on WCDO.
This winter, let Maravito keep life warm. Maravito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Maravito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Maravito.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Most insurance companies talk about competitive rates, but do they really save you money when you buy your insurance from them? Oftentimes, the money you saved ends up costing you more. At Mang, we get the best price for the coverage you need when you need it most. Mang has the size, strength, and expertise to do what's right for you. Call 800-965-MANG or visit Mang online at manginsurance.com. Mang is proud to represent Kemper, a Unitrin business. Mang Insurance Agency, we insure your life.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment. And we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town Area High School Sports on WCDO.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessef Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside and Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, mid-size, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. 563-4311.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. Time for our Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report, sponsored by Morabito Energy Products, delivering excellent customer service and dynamic energy products. Call 563-HEAT, 563-HEAT. Well, Franklin Girls lost in their quarterfinal round against Section 3 Hamilton. Wasn't necessarily expected. This one, a little different. And New York Mills is living up to everything that has been talked about with them. 34-9, they lead Davenport. And just an amazing display. They've got balance. They've got this height. They've got guard play and tremendous team defense. Davenport's free throws just 1-for-2 for Corey Hartman. Matt Finney has a basket. Kyle Morby has two. He's their leading scorer. And Josh Davi had the basket that tied the game at 4. And after that, it was 19 unanswered points for New York Mills. They've got 34 points total. Terrence Nichols, a 2 and a 3 for 5. Andrew Suprenant, 2 3-point plays for 6. Zach Griffith, 2 baskets for 4 off the bench. Nick Cobinelli, their 23-plus scorer per game, he's got 9, including 2 for 2 from the line and a 3-pointer. And Zach Venaro is showing why 6'5 in Class D means a lot, and with the size to back it up, size to back up the height, he's got 10 points, 2 for 2 from the line. They're 6 for 6 from the free throw line, but then again, they're a 70% free throw shooting team. Today we've got people logging on from Tempe, Arizona, Forest Hills, Arizona, Floral Hills, Arizona, something Arizona. I put an initial in. Monroe, Connecticut, Longwood, Florida, Day Lake, Florida, Dallas, Texas, and I think there are more, but that's the first ones that we have. And our sponsorship today made possible by Assemblyman Cliff Crouch, NBT Bank, Enchanted Gardens of Harpersville, the Amphenol Corporation, AmeriGas of Sydney, Scoble Mino, and Waldron's Floor Covering of Sydney, among others. We want to thank those people for helping us out today. Coming up in the second half, well, I expect to see more of the same from New York Mills. They put the hammer down early and have not let up after a 4-4 tie. They went out in the first quarter and led 23-4. So, yeah, they did score 19 in a row to end the quarter. And then Charlotte Valley at least held Mills to 11 points in the second quarter, but still up by 25 points in this ball game. Just an impressive display. You can't get all mean-mouthed, and they're not dirty. They're not, I mean, everything they're doing seems to be working. All right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, it will be the second half here at Onondaga Community College, the outstanding facility known as SRC Arena. It's fairly new. It's very spacious. It's user-friendly. And I'm liking where I am, I can tell you that. So stick around. It's the second half coming up. 34-9, New York Mills over Davenport. Our second of 3 games and a regional quarterfinal triple header on your local sports leader, WCDO.
We're specialists in you. Robert Sign Care Associates. We care about the way you see. You'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do.
next time you visit a Scovelmina location, look around a little. You'll find customers who can tell you about how we work to keep them happy. It starts at the top. But you'll find that same intense focus with every single one of our associates. Every day, we're driven to find creative ways to put you in the driver's seat. Our low prices, our high values for your trade-in, our ideas like first payment-only leases are here because customers have asked. Scovelmino, we're working for you. Just off I-88 in Sydney and Bainbridge.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. Greg Davey here, high atop the SRC Arena in the Otis Technology Suite, campus of Onondaga Community College, ready for the second half. And Davenport, undaunted, comes out for the third quarter against a very tough New York Mills team. Kyle Morby on a fallaway jumper missed it. And a rebound mishandled, believe it or not, by Nick Komenal. And I'm intrigued by this 2-3 defense they set up on the inbounds play. They put their three big guys, Hassan, Komenal, and Venaro, 6-3, 6-5, 6-3, down on the front line, and they dare Davenport to come through there, which they don't. They keep it on the outside. Much better. Davi has it now to Finney. Matt Finney to the right side for Corey Hartman. Hartman launches a long three, and it is no good. Rebounded by Venaro, and here comes Mills. See if the halftime break was bad for them or good for them. And a slip by Hassan. The ball is free. It'll be Davenport on the breakaway. A layup is up and good for Matt Finney. Nice job there. Good hustle for the Wildcats. And out the other side, Hassan misses. And a rough outlet pass, but it's completed to Finney. Finney's on the right side, up to Hartman. Playing a 1-3-1 offense against this zone defense of Mills. Hartman on the left side. Finney on the right wing, down in the corner. They pass down low to Morby. Morby again the fall away, and over the rim and in the basket. Kyle Morby with 34-13, a 4-0, their first back-to-back series of baskets in the entire game. Minute and a half into the third quarter. Mills, you talk about undaunted, they come right back with a three-point shot missed, and Morby rebounds for the Wildcats. Well, giving the visiting team from Section 4 a little bit here to get excited about. Chance for a third consecutive scoring chance. Hartman passes out to Finney. Good. The length of this defense is amazing for Mills. Whether it's a zone or man-to-man, they just seem to put it in there. Morby lost the ball, got it back, passes along the key. Davi with a 10-footer. No, off the back of the rim. Right there is Komenal with a rebound. Komenal gets the ball right back from Nichols, and runs it in with a little floater about 10 feet away. Komenal with 11 points. He's the second guy in double figures already for New York Mills. Top of the zone right now is Komenal. No wonder he averages over three steals a game. In the corner, Davi for three, and it's off the rim. To the other side it goes for Andrew Suprenant, who's out there with Terrence Nichols. Nichols gets the long pass. He comes up the right side, guarded by Finney. Man-to-man defense, traditional for Davenport. It's been a Lee Fisher staple for many, many years. Komenal passes down low for Venaro. From behind, Morby knocks the ball away, but referee's going to call him for a foul. It's going to be second one on Kyle Morby, who leads the Davenport scoring with 6 out of the 13 points. And the pass, it got away, and Venaro was cutting to the lane, and the pass got away. It's a 3-on-2. Davi inside. No, missed it. Rebound. Oh, Morby went for it. Suprenant got it, and Suprenant gets fouled. So even a play like that could not get finished for Davenport, and it just adds to some frustration. We heard also, thanks to Nate Lull, that West Hill and Norwich were tied at the half at 20 in Binghamton. Now, whether it was the half or not, I'm not sure, but definitely tied at 20. And, of course, Oneonta girls lost. Fort Edward beat Hubleton in girls by 2. There's Venaro scoring inside over Finney, who tried to steal the pass. Venaro's first points of the second half. He's got game high honors now with 12. Venaro averages 13 a game. Komenal 24 and a half a game. In the corner, DeWitt. Now a pull-up jumper by Hartman. It's off the mark. Nice save there by Nichols. Remember, he twisted his ankle in the first half and throws the ball away looking for Venaro, as the Mills Nation over there to my right, behind the barrier. That's where the Emerald Knights cheering section was, student section was. Now they give that area to New York Mills. Davenport's to the left side, not nearly as populous. Right baseline shot, Morby, missed by airball, but a rebound by DeWitt. Trying to pass it into Morby to help out because he got trapped underneath the basket. No. Stolen away again. This time by Zach Griffith, who is back in the ballgame. Number 12. 3:43 to go, third quarter, 38-13. Mills is not tearing the net down by any means, but there's still a comfortable lead. Shot by Komenal, misses. Rebound by Finney. The outlet to Harmon. He's going to try to go all the way through. He's blocked. No, that's Finney trying to go through. My bad. I see a 1, and I don't know if it's a 1-1 or a 1-5. Mills' foul will be on Andrew Suprenant. Mills not nearly in any kind of foul trouble. Vernaro's going to sit down, leading to a smaller lineup, and Nichols nearly steals the ball. Good save by Davi. Finney trying to shake and bake a little bit, and the ball got knocked away and went back court, but it's a legal play. There's Hartman, a 10-footer. Oh, in and out. Ball knocked out by Morby after the rebound came out. There's Nichols driving in and is bumped. Let's see if his ankle's okay. Foul on Davenport. Foul's going to be on Josh Davi, his first. 3:04 left, third quarter, 38-13. Like I said, Charlotte Valley is not succumbing to a lot of points from New York Mills in this quarter. They're even 4-4. But again, when you have that kind of a buffer, there's Nichols with a free throw. It's good. 7-for-7. Oh, I miss. That's a news flash right there. 7-for-8 now for the Mills Marauders free throw shooting. Nice little move by Finney over to Hartman for 3. Up and good. Corey Hartman's first field goal of the day, and that's the first three-pointer for the Wildcats, 39-16. Komenal is guarded closely by Hartman. Hartman giving up a lot of size on that guard play. Passes off to Suprenant. Suprenant drives in, passes to Hassan on the last second. Hassan even with a fake and then a basket. Hassan averages just 4.5 a game, but he gives solid numbers with 4.5 rebounds a game. He's definitely a complimentary player, but he finished off that time. Davenport offense, trying to find some continuity. Finney passes down low into Morby. Nice play along the baseline, but well defended. Morby hustles, gets it back, and he's fouled in the act of shooting by Ali Hassan. Hassan shows a little bit of disbelief, but Kyle Morby is showing tenacity in there. In the Delaware Valley League, that's probably a basket and a foul, but he's up against in the land of the trees here, and so he gets two shots. Shot is up, but no good. Kyle Morby leading the team with 6 points. Substitution, Griffith and Nichols come out. Venaro comes back in. Oh, boy, there's good news for Wildcats, huh? This one also no good. Rebound Venaro, so chance denied there by for the free throws. Suprenant tried to force it inside. The ball got free, and it's recovered by Corey Hartman. Hartman up the center of the court to the right wing against the double team. Three-pointer by Finney, and it's good! Matt Finney with a three-pointer himself. He's got 7. It's 41-19. Wildcats try to springboard some offense. Pass down low to Hassan. Gets away from the defense. Nice pickup by Hartman. Help defense by Corey Hartman, but it's just off his hands. It'll be an inbounds play for Mills, who continues a 7-man rotation as number 14, Luke Sunderland, had come into the game. And he's got the ball right now, along with Zach Griffith. They back it up. Suprenant playing the point this time. Now he drives into the elbow. Kicks it to the left side. Sunderland short. Rebound tapped up. Nobody's got it. No, it's Komenal. Whoa. Like butter. 13 points now for Komenal. He got he didn't get the rebound. The rebound came to him, and he just opened fire from 15 away. Nothing but net. 43-19. Wildcats still working for it. Davi to Hartman, fakes to the right, waits for a screen. No, he's going to pop it for three, and it's short. Hustling in there is DeWitt, but Venaro's there quicker. 44 seconds to go, 43-19. Since the first quarter, it's been pretty even. Working it around, now driving in is Komenal, going up. An off-balance shot, but he draws the foul. Komenal pushed down the play. See who that's on. .24 is Andre DeWitt. That's his second foul. Well, they say it's his third, so I'll have to catch up with that. Foul shot is up and good for Komenal. If you're just tuning in or logging on or whatever, wanting to know this team, New York Mills, are they as good as advertised? Yeah, they are. And Komenal is now 4-for-4 from the free throw line, but like I said before the game, 82%, 108-for-131. It's a wonder he's missed any at all, because he hasn't even come close to missing in his first 6 shots. So final possession here, the third quarter, maybe for Davenport, trailing 45-19. They pass it over to Finney, back to Hartman, 7 on the shot clock, goes around the screen by Morby, fakes, goes to Davi, three-pointer, it's good, and the buzzer sounds. So Josh Davi, one of 3 three-pointers made for Charlotte Valley as they come back with 13 third-quarter points, their best quarter of the game. We'll stick around and be back with the fourth quarter of the Section 4 Class D Boys quarterfinal game, 45 to 22 New York Mills on WCDL.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry. From minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business, for professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Greg Davey back here, ready for the fourth quarter. And boy, they are two down on the floor. It is Terrence Nichols. Very quick. A give and go with Zach Bonaro. Andrew Suprenant drives in. Now he kicks it back out to Colmenal. Josh Colmenal inside, missed it short, tried for the rebound. It's loose, and a shot blocked by Morby. Up ahead to a wide-open Matt Finney. The layup is good. Well, Davenport showing some spark in this second half. They have outscored New York Mills in the second half, 15-11. You got to take those victories where you can. Inside Colmenal, he scores and is fouled. Colmenal did a different half-court set that time. They had Zach Vinaro, who is 6'5", out playing on top of the circle. And Vinaro waited for Colmenal to go off a back screen, and there he was wide open underneath. So Colmenal with 17, game high. Make it 18. And the foul will be on Corey Hartman. So 48-24 is the score. It's a doubled-up score right now. Blocking foul on Andrew Suprenant in the wide open. Kind of strange when you see the whistle blow there based on how aggressive both teams are playing. So it's Hartman, Morby, Davi, Finney, and DeWitt. The turnaround is good for number 23, Kyle Morby. He's got 8. Finney with 9 to lead the Wildcats, 48-26. Zach Griffiths lost the pass down to Vinaro. Vinaro right back to Griffiths. Driving in, scoop to the hoop, it's no good. Rebound off Vinaro. It'll be Davenport's ball. And boy, Vinaro got lucky. He did not get called for a foul over Josh Davi. 6:41, clock stopped to inbound the ball now. Finney back to Hartman. Hartman really hasn't turned the ball over too much. He stayed in control. It's just trying to finish on the shots. 20 on the shot clock. Finney. Around the screen by Morby. It's a give and go. Oh, steal behind the back. You can't. Number 3, Terrence Nichols. That guy is entertaining as heck. He saved the ball out of bounds and dove out of bounds. And then the ball came whacking back to him. So he quickly jumped up and tried to save the ball back in bounds while he was out of bounds. That's a no-no. But hustle, my gosh, yes. And quickness. Pass comes way out for Finney. Finney into the corner for Morby. Now it's back to Finney on the left wing. He thinks about a three. Passes inside. It's DeWitt. Ball stripped away. Colmenal with a recovery. He was not the one with the strip. I think that was Hassan. Just so much size in there. And Morby will be called for a pass foul on the driving layup by Andrew Suprenant. Morby's third foul. And so at the line will be Andrew Suprenant, who had those 2 3-pointers early on, but has not scored since that time. Misses the first one. He had 2 3-point plays. This one is good. So they slipped up a little bit in that third quarter. Free throw shooting. They were just 3 for 4. Now they're just 2 for 3 in this quarter. They've had some tremendous games, though, of free throw shooting accuracy. Hopefully I could share that with you. But this game going so fast, it's like high school girls softball. It goes so fast. Three-pointer up by Matt Finney, and it's good. Matt Finney with 12 points, 49-29. Hey, it's 20 points away, but that's as close as Davenport has been since the first quarter when it was 23-4. So they are net minus one since the second quarter began. A three-man weave, believe it or not. Finishing with a Supreta three-point shot, missed it, and look who's there. Coming out, just happens to come down the paint and just happens to get the loose ball. Sometimes that's lucky, and sometimes that's actually skill if you know where the shot's going to miss. I'm 50-50 on that, but I think Covenel had the instinct there. 51-29. Zone defense still by the Mills. Marauders force the turnover. The ball thrown away. That's one of the rare Hartman turnovers. He threw the ball way high for Andre DeWitt. 4:48 to go. Davenport dug themselves such a deep hole, it's hard to get out. But they have scratched and clawed after being down by almost 30. And a timeout asked for. Let's take a break. 4:44 to go in this one. 51-29, Mills over Davenport. We have just a little bit of time to go in this Class D boys quarterfinal. Live from Syracuse on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Thanks to our sponsors today, including Bergen's Auto Service of Franklin, Marabito Energy Products, Osterhout Madden Funeral Home of Harpersville, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin, Twin Valley Finished Lumber and Quality Hardwoods of Sydney, and Jessup House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Well, the winner of this game goes to Glens Falls and will play on Friday morning at 11:45 a.m. against the winner of Moriah and Madrid Waddington. That's the Section 7 and Section 10. Those are the North Country schools. The winner of that game will take on the winner of this game in the semifinals of Class D boys. So 4:34 to go in this one. A lot of seniors for Davenport playing in their what looks like it could be their final game. Covenel will take a three, just missed it. Hassan rebounds, kicks it out to Venaro. Venaro to the right for Nichols. Very poised New York Mills team here. They don't get rattled when something goes wrong. They just don't get rattled. 24 on the new shot clock. Covenel, nice give and go. Canceled by Josh Davi to break it up. Nice work there. You got to look at some good defensive moves here in the second half by Davenport. They figured things out. Davi for three on the left side. No, it's short. Rebounded by Covenel, and he hands it nonchalantly to Terrence Nichols. 51-29. I've got a game-by-game stats for New York Mills. I'll share that hopefully if there is a next timeout. Covenel started to drive in, kicks it back. Hartman guards them all the way. Now Covenel is on a switch. Davi has him in the right corner, going to my right. A jump stop by Nichols. Inside is good. Well, a lot of people call that a travel. But that's a legal play. A jump stop, I can't stand that because it gives you the impression of an illegal move. Especially if it's not performed correctly, then it is definitely a travel. The back away by Morby. Nice turnaround for him, and he's got 10. So like Franklin, losing by a large margin to the team that they're facing, but having two double-figure scores isn't half bad. But, of course, Davenport was looking for more support. There's a nice steal by Hartman. Hartman up ahead to Finney. Driving in, pop from behind by Nichols. Boy, oh, boy, he's got some quick hands. But anyway, New York Mills averages 66.9, let's call it 67 points a game. They have cleared 80 a couple of times this year. They've cleared 70 a lot of times this year. They've also had games where they have shot 24 for 26 from the free throw line. Hey, Josh Dobby unloads another three. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 three-pointers nailed by Davenport in the second half. 53-34. Score at the half was 34-29. So they've gained 6 points since halftime, and that's nothing to be embarrassed about at all. Bonaro waits, back to the basket, passes back to Nichols. Nichols now to Colmenal, 8 on the shot clock. Colmenal waiting for a play and almost stolen away. Colmenal's got to come back and get it. Boy, good hustle and a shot clock violation. That will they let it go or will they say it's a shot clock violation? All right, 30-second timeout. New York Mills game by game. They beat everybody except Norwich this year, and Norwich in the Stop DWI needed a comeback to score like 14 of the last 15 to win 48-45. They beat West Canada 81-76, Sequoia Valley 73-26, Oriskany 65-51 and 64-37. They beat Lyme 84-46. They've had games where they've shot 24 for 26 from the line, 14 for 17, 19 for 23, 10 for 12. Amazing. A minute 53 to go. Now, will this coach, Mike Gady, actually take his starters out leading by 19? I don't know. There's probably going to come a time, but I don't know that. 1, 2, 3. They're 2 for 3 in this half so far, so that's 7 for 10 in this half, 6 for 6 in the other half. So they're 11 for 14 in this game. So 1:53 to go. Starters in there for both sides. Charlotte Valley playing as hard as they can for as long as they can, and that's all you ask. Matt Moise over there, the assistant coach, does all the talking for Davenport when it comes to the game stuff. Lee Fisher will talk to them during the timeouts and everything. But he stands there, arms folded most of the time. There's a three-point shot missed on the shot clock violation. So what had happened, there was only 2 seconds left on the shot clock, and they called the violation anyway. It's kind of a silly ending there. I didn't see that one coming. I thought it was already a violation. Anyway, Davenport now will try to finish off with an offensive spurt. He can get the deficit down even more. Finney at the top of the key. Fakes the pass inside. Morby's roaming the lane. Now he goes on a turnaround. Oh, it's in and out. Well, that describes the game for Davenport today right there. The ball looked in, and he's made that 3 times. This one did not go in. It started in and kicked out. So for Section 4 in WCDO, you're looking at the last chance for C&D in the hands of the Harpersville Lady Hornets. And now substitutions all over the place. So Corey Hartman sits down with 4. Matt Finney sits down with 12. Josh Dobby sits down with 8. So we've got new guys in the game. Let's see if we can get them for you. So it's 32, and that's Mike Copperwheat. In the corner is Luke Sunderland. He's been playing before. Anthony Castelletta. Castelletta, the turnaround. The fall away is no good. Rebound attempted there by Griffin Bauer, no good. They'll crank it again. A shot by number 24, Cameron Lyons. So he comes in the game sparking interest by the crowd. 55-34. Three-point shot put up by number 30, and that's Gavin Cobb, right? Gavin Cobb, who did not have a jersey assigned to him. They had 39 assigned to him. That was kind of weird. But it's 30 because that would be a legal one. So 3 shots coming for Gavin Cobb, who is a junior. And he makes the first one. to the delight. .1 seconds to go. This one misses. And New York Mill subs did not know, or one of them did not know, that there was a three-shot foul. Mike Copperweek started taking off. 34, Griffin Bauer, we mentioned, because he scored a basket. And 2 out of 3 for Gavin Kopp. Good for him. And there's a steal. And a basket by number 33, Cody Wamsley. A turnaround excites the Davenport crowd. 55-38. So no question about it. Since the first quarter ended, Davenport has scored more than New York Mills. Not a lot of teams can say that. And the ball out there by Anthony Castelletta. 15 seconds to go. The shot clock turned off. So the last basket will have been scored by Cody Wamsley. Kyle Wamsley, by the way, had 2 early fouls. He had a bad back and did not play anymore. I just want to let you know that. And the game is now in the book. 55-38. So the last hope for the WCDO listening area is the Harpersville Lady Hornets at 5:30. And we'll put the finishing touches. Oh, the Norwich game is tied with 23 seconds to go. West Hill ball. That is... I'd love to be there. West Hill and Norwich tied with 23 seconds to go. Wonder who's going to win that game. Well, we'll step away. Let me add up the numbers. We'll have the post-game awards for the Davenport young men. And we'll be back to finish this particular game, two out of the three, and the post-game show. Again, 55-38 the score. New York Mills advancing to play at 11:45 against the winner of Mariah of Section 7 and Madrid Waddington of Section 10. Stick around. The post-game show coming up on WCDO.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
We're your friends at Mang Insurance. We help you protect all of your most prized possessions, your car, your home, even your life. So if you're just not sure you're protected the way you should be, or you want a second opinion, call us at 1-800-965-MANG. That's 1-800-965-MANG. We're located in Sydney, Oneonta, Walton, Norwich, and Sherburne. We're the Mang Insurance Agency, and we've been making the difference and supporting sports throughout Chenango, Delaware, and Otsego counties for over 100 years.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. Greg Davey here finishing it off. And I think with all the subs that happened, I might have missed a point here and there. But let's go through the scoring recap for the Davenport Charlotte Valley Wildcats. I have gotten that confirmed. Corey Hartman, point guard, did a nice job today, but was held to 4 points, one basket. 1 3-pointer, 1 for 2 from the line, 4 points. Matt Finney had 3 baskets from the 2-point range, 2 from the 3-point range. All told, that's 12 points. Kyle Morby with 5 field goals. He was 0 for 2 from the line, finishing with 10. So 2 double-figure scores for the Wildcats today. Josh Davi with 2 3-pointers and a 2-point for 8. Cody Wamsley with a late basket for 2. Kyle Wamsley played but did not score. Same with Andre DeWitt. And Gavin Cobb, though, had 2 for 3 from the line at the end for 2 points. So that is 8, 9, 10 2-pointers. There were 5 3-pointers and just 3 free throws in 7 tries for 38 points. For the... Hang on just a second. I got pencils rolling. For New York Mills, I've got Terrence Nichols with two baskets plus a three-pointer. 1 for 2 from the line, that's 8 points. Andrew Suprenant had 2 3-point plays early on. He finishes with 7 as he added a free throw later on. Zach Griffith, 2 baskets for 4. Nick Komenal had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 baskets from 2-point range. He had a 3-pointer in the first quarter, part of that runaway quarter for them with 23 points. He finishes with 20 as the high score of the game. Cameron Lyons, I didn't know if it was a 2 or a 3. It might be a 3, but let's talk about that. Zach Venero, just a power game inside. He finishes with, only 12. He missed a lot of chippies inside. He was 2 for 2 from the line, finishing with 12. Ali Hassan with a basket for 2. That's 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18 2-pointers. If you pick 3 3-pointers, that's 5 for 45. And see, now we're back to a square one. I had it down for a two-pointer. Let's try that again. 19 two-pointers for 38. Two three-pointers for six is 44. No, I was right in the first place. Okay. So 44 and 11 for 13 from the line for 55. You got to go with your first instincts. That's what I was always told in school. Overtime game. Norwich and West Hill in overtime. Oh, my gosh. Well, that seems to be the game of the day for Section 4 hopes anyway. Norwich and West Hill tied going into overtime. So 55 points for New York Mills. And, again, they play the winner of today's other game, which started at the same time, in fact, Mariah and Madrid Waddington. Congratulations to Coach 80 and the New York Mills Marauders, who now go to 21-1. And the team they lost to is fighting for their Class B lives right now, survival, against tough West Hill of Section 3 down at the Event Center. All right, so the NBT, let's get our sponsors, shall we? That would be over here. Boy, I'm glad I have this place to myself. And our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner is going to have an award made possible by NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and happy to support the area's high school athletes. NBT Bank has served the community for more than 150 years, a member FDIC. And the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner is going to be Kyle Morby. Morby with an outstanding job. Of course, he was up against the trees, but was able to somehow score 3 in that second half as they tried valiantly to make a comeback. I thought Kyle did a nice job offensively, and he will win our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. The Dynamic Defense Award is sponsored by Mang Insurance. Mang Insurance, serving the insurance needs of the Tri-County community for over 100 years and proudly supporting local sports on WCDO. At Mang Insurance, we insure your life. Well, he ran the offense, but he was always playing hard on the defense. It'll go to Corey Hartman of the Davenport Wildcats. We'll win our Dynamic Defense Award sponsored by Mang Insurance. I've said it many times during the season, if you don't have the stats here with the steals and deflections and blocks and everything else to attest to it, you just kind of go by what you observe. And Corey was one of those guys out on the wing. They only gave up 3 3-pointers. And, this is a team that averages a lot more than 3 per game. They average over 7 per game. So that was something to behold. And Hartman, again, working his tail off out there and playing his last game. And, boy, he played hard right to the whistle. I don't think he came out until the very, very end. So Curry Hartman will win our Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. And the All-Purpose Award today is made possible by Echo Brands. Echo Brands of Sydney is a proud supporter of local youths in the Tri-County area. Echo Brands wishes the best to all players for the spring season and remind you to attend the games and cheer on these young athletes. Well, it comes down to who looked the best on an offense and defensive situation. And this is tough because it could go to one of two guys that I have looking in the scorebook. And I will say that it's rare that the game's high score does not win an award, but I was impressed by Josh Davi for what he did in his defense, in that he was another one that had to play against the big guys. And offensively, he just was fearless and hustled after loose balls and did the things that Coach Fisher, I know, has taught him over the years. And again, it's a tough call, but we're going to go with Josh Davi, and there's no doubt he earned it. And special consideration to Matt Finney. He just was in one of those nooks and crannies that I couldn't get an award for, but Matt Finney played a great game. I think Hartman, Finney, Morby, and Davi, the four of them, really played exceptionally well today, especially when you give the fact that they were down by the score of 23-4 at the end of the first quarter. They actually outscored New York Mills the rest of the way, and I think we should tip our hat to that. Well, my thanks to Cheryl Butler, the AD at Davenport, who has agreed to not talk on the air. I appreciate that. But if she were to talk on the air, she would say thank you to all of the community members and the support staff and all the businesses that came out, not just in Davenport area or Orneana area, but over in Delhi and other places, for their support for what Davenport accomplished this year. You cannot take away. They were Section 4 Class D Boys Champions this year, and they earned that, and they deserve that. And they just ran into a buzzsaw with New York Mills. So happy to have covered the game, and I'll give thanks again to those special sponsors for Davenport. They included the Charlotte Valley Varsity Club, New York Central Mutual Insurance of Edmiston, Sportsfield Specialties, and the Clark Companies of Delhi, Sandy's Place in Oneonta, the Davenport Fire Department, Gerster's Triple E Towing and Repair in Davenport, TK's Diner in Davenport Center, Brandow's Feed and Seed in Oneonta, and Otsego Auto Crushers of Oneonta. If you recognize those names and the people that run those businesses, please, just if you're a Davenport fan or any fan of what we've done today, please just give them a pat on the back or say thank you. It's their support that made this broadcast possible, along with Cheryl and our engineer back in the studio, Joe Gardner. All right, I get a well-deserved rest for a game. I'll get to watch Elmira Notre Dame play. I'll get the answer to you for the Norwich West Hill game, which was tied at 43 apiece into overtime. And that'll all be coming up as we get that last game of the day, and our last chance to go to Hudson Valley lies with the Lady Hornets of Harpersville, as they will take on the very powerful Little Falls Mounties. If you're from Mount Upton and remember the Mount Upton Mounties, that you thought that was gone forever, well, the Mounties live in Little Falls. So we'll be back with that. We'll be on the air at right around 5:15, depending on the conclusion of this next game that's now about 20 minutes away from starting. So thanks to everybody involved. Thanks to our sponsors. When we come back, it'll be the Class C girls quarterfinal between, like I said, Little Falls and Harpersville. Have a safe ride home, those of you traveling, and logging on is still available. The game will be archived very shortly on WCDO Sports On Demand. For WCDO Radio Sports, I'm Greg Davey. We'll talk to you soon.